You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. The country was jolted last weekend by mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, that killed 31 people and injured dozens more. And in the wake of those shootings, conversations about guns and stricter laws regulating them re-intensified, along with discussions about white nationalism and its role in fueling violence. Delaware Public Media's Sarah Mueller spoke this week with Governor John Carney, Senator Tom Carper, and Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester to get their thoughts on these latest mass shootings, the future of gun control legislation at the state and federal level, and white nationalism.
Senator Tom Carper issued a statement Monday after President Donald Trump addressed the weekend shootings. Carper said he was praying for the victims and saw Trump's call to close background check loopholes as a good first step. Carper and Senator Chris Coons want Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to bring the Senate back into session this month to vote on the background check bill the House passed earlier this year. But Carper is pessimistic that that will happen.
I don't think it's likely that Mitch McConnell is going to call the Senate back to do anything. And there's a term that's being used, a legislative graveyard, for a lot of legislation. Much of it very thoughtful. Legislation is not far left, is not far right. It's just good practical legislation.
Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester says House members are already discussing additional pieces of legislation.
We're also very much concerned about banning these assault weapons in addition to ammunition. You know, there's no reason that a hunter or, someone who is doing recreational, hunting would need that kind of artillery. And so you will see from the House, we're looking at a few things. We're looking at the bills that we currently put forward for the Senate, and we're waiting for them to take action on. We're also, again, we will be proposing, again, the assault weapons ban.
Blunt Rochester says House members will also focus on domestic terrorism and white nationalism. The accused El Paso shooter posted statements online calling immigrants a, quote, invasion, and espousing other anti-immigrant rhetoric. Law enforcement is also examining whether the gunman who shot three people last month at the Garlic Festival in Gilroy, California, was a white nationalist or had other ideological motivations. Blunt Rochester says she's concerned about a rise in hate, bullying, and white nationalism. She's aware of the recent theft of the historical marker installed in the memory of lynching victim George White. George White was a black man who was dragged from a Price's Corner area workhouse and burned alive by a white mob in 1903. Blunt Rochester says her first reaction to that theft was to reach out to Savannah Shepherd, the 16-year-old who led the effort to have that marker installed. A post about the George White historical marker on the Delaware Gun Rights Facebook page drew various comments. The post includes a picture of Blunt Rochester, Coons, and State Senator Brown. While some of the comments have been deleted, members call them Nazis, communists, and call for some of them and other state government officials to be lynched. Mitch Denham is president of Delaware Gun Rights. He says the comments were inappropriate and don't represent the group as a whole.
We are not in any way, shape, or form interested in any way of coming across as hateful or any of that stuff, because that's not what we are. It's not what we're about. The whole purpose of Delaware Gun Rights is to advocate for people to go to legislative hall and participate in the legislative process.
Governor John Carney also voiced concerns about the tone surrounding race and religion. But with school starting at the end of the month, he's also looking pragmatically at the issue of public safety and school security.
We're prepared for the unthinkable. I've been talking actually prior to the incidents with our Secretary of Safety and Homeland Security about some of the issues around school safety. And, you know, we've had school shootings, which is a concern, these mass shootings. It's really hard to prepare for something like that. But our law enforcement agencies are vigilant. We have some special programs that are confidential that are going on to look at targets at risk, if you will.
Carney wants state lawmakers to move forward on gun control bills they shelved this year. Those measures sought to ban assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines and even create a permit process to buy firearms. Denham opposed these ideas. He considers the shootings more of a mental health issue and not the fault of guns, which he sees as tools in the hands of unstable people. Sarah Stowens with Moms Demand Action Delaware was with gun control activists from across the country for a conference in D.C. last weekend when she heard about Saturday's El Paso mass shooting. After participating in a protest in front of the White House Saturday night, she woke Sunday to the news out of Dayton. Stowens is urging state lawmakers to pass gun control legislation come January. She says they're in a good position right now to strengthen current bills next year or see what other legislation is introduced, no matter what the resistance comes from gun rights advocates.
I think that when the conversation starts with not one inch, I don't know how I move forward from there. But I also think that there are people in our state and around the country who own guns and are and like shooting guns and like owning guns, and they should continue to be able to do that. I just want to have a reasonable conversation about how we can stop the violence.
While state action isn't expected until January when the legislature reconvenes, federal movement is possible in September. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks, Sarah. And there's more to come on The Green, including a look at what the escalating trade war between the United States and China could mean for your wallet when you head out to the store. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.